gente, eu não tenho nada. Quero ver Irene rir, quero ver Irene dar sua risada. Eu quero ir, minha gente, eu não sou daqui, eu não tenho nada. Quero ver Irene rir, quero ver Irene dar sua risada. Eu não tenho nada. Quero ver Irene rir, quero ver Irene dar sua risada. Eu quero ir, minha gente, eu não sou daqui. Eu não tenho nada, nada. Quero ver Irene rir, quero ver Irene dar sua risada.
Okay, welcome guys. It's been a moment since we've been together on air. Tonight I'm subbing for Joe, so thank you, Joe, and hope you're doing well. Hope you're doing something fun and you're not subbing, needing a sub because, I don't know, you have a lot of homework. Tonight we're going to keep it free form. I have some exciting music I'm excited about, this music that I picked out for you guys. And if you stay past the 30-minute mark, I might try and do a little surprise. I'm going to try something that I don't usually do. If it doesn't work, that's okay. We can just kind of pivot or call an audible, as some say. But yeah, so that, you just heard Kiss Me by Sixpence, Non the Richer. And next up, we have Kiss Away the Pearly Drops by Pearly Drops. And this is a new song. I think it came out a couple days ago. And I've been really liking the Pearly Drops. I don't know. There's something about it. It's a little bit grungy. I put some of their music on a playlist called Lipstick Grunge. And I don't identify with either of those things. But it just felt right. And I think this one's a little bit lighter. In the way that, I don't know how to describe noise. But yeah, the noises feel a little bit lighter, less grungy. But we're going to start off with Kiss Away the Pearly Drops. So hopefully you guys like it, and we're going to get into it. Here we go.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Pearly Kiss Away the Pearly Drops by the Pearly Drops off of a release called A Little Disaster, which I think is just them. I think they took a couple of the songs that they had already released and kind of put them together and added this song and another song called Get Well. So if you liked that, there is another new song called Get Well that I think you would also like. So feel free to check that out. I think, I don't know, it feels like I haven't been here for a long time. It's kind of fun to, well, okay, I don't love listening back to the archive, but it's kind of fun to just log your life and kind of, I don't know, talk about what's going on. So yeah, I think a couple weeks ago I got really sick and I just kind of lost my voice, and I thought it was really interesting because I sounded like a very croaky, raspy person, and I think my voice is a little bit higher pitched when I'm not sick, like everyone. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know if this is fake or not, but when I was going and doing my day, doing my interactions, I just feel like people were a little bit nicer to me when I had my croaky voice. And I guess that makes sense. Like, oh, that person cannot talk. They're sick. That sucks. But I think it was two things. Like, I think I had to be more considerate about what I was saying because my throat was super sore and I didn't have COVID, actually. I just want to let that be on the record. That was a mystery. That was a mystery illness. But yeah, so it kind of hurt to talk. So I was kind of filtering myself more because I was like, I don't want to talk that much. And I was kind of adopting a little bit more of a listening side. So I don't know. That was a cool little week and a half, even though it sucked to be sick, but it was just cool to see how people interacted with you. Like I just straight up had a different voice. Like, it was really cool. Yeah. And I like forget that if you're a man, or if you identify, if you're biologically male, you had like a totally different voice growing up. Like, that must be so weird to look back on videos. Like, I don't know. But okay, enough ramble. We have another song, and I'm trying to keep it, like, whether you're in your car, whether you're in your bedroom, like, under the covers, ready to go to sleep, I think the next couple songs are going to be a little bit more relaxing. I'm going to have a relaxing night together because I usually have shows in the morning, so we might as well take advantage of this. But we have The Universe by Gregory Alan Isakov up next, so hopefully you like it. Here we go.
Universe, she's wandered. She's got bruises on her feet. I sat down like I always did and tried to calm her down. Son of my warmth and my silence, and all she sends me back is rain, rain. The universe, she's wounded. She's still got infinity ahead of her. She's still got you and me. Everybody says that she's beautiful, 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 beautiful. She's beautiful, 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 beautiful. fall, you fall, and everybody says. The universe, she's dancing now, they got her lit up on the moon. They got stars doing cartwheels, all the nebulas on the tomb. The universe, she's whispering so softly, I can hear all the croaking insects, all the taxi cabs, all the bums spend change, all the boys playing ball in the alleyway. They're just folds in her dress. The universe, she's wounded. But she's still got infinity ahead of her. She's still got you and me. Everybody says beautiful, 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 beautiful. Oh, she's beautiful, 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 beautiful. And everybody says. Everybody says. Everybody said.
That was The Universe by Gregory Alan Isaacoff. And I love that song. It's beautiful. Like, I don't know. It's a beautiful song. I love the, like, string. And there's a lot of string instruments. I know there's, like, the guitar, some sort of, I don't know, orchestral instrument. I don't really know. Something's going on there. And there's a little delicate piano, you know, gotta tickle the ivories. I just wanted to say Tickle the Ivories out loud, and after I did, I didn't like it, so, I don't know, just remember delicate piano, not that, okay? We're gonna take that back. But yeah, I don't know, that song, to me, feels like a hug and a warm cup of tea, so hopefully that's what you felt when you listened to it, or something similar. Hopefully nothing too sad. But yeah, I don't know. I wish I knew more about, like, the music theory. I don't know if this is even, like, what that is, but, like, warm-sounding songs. I think that's music theory. Like, I don't know. I think that's what contributes. And then there's, like, the notes that make you feel, like, really unsettled. Like, those have to be opposites, I believe. I'm gonna look into this. I have some musical friends that I could ask, but yeah, that was The Universe. And next up we have a song. Oh, actually, okay. About The Universe. Again, that was off of Weatherman Country 2013, which is cool. Like, I don't know. I just wouldn't have pinned that for a 2013 song. We have another song that's from around the same time, 2015. This is Youth by Park Squares and Alleys. Yeah, I don't know, I just remember this from a while ago, listening to it in, like, middle school, and I haven't heard it in a while, but I'm excited to hear it again, hope you guys like it, and yeah, we're gonna hit play, we're gonna do this, here we go.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Youth by Park Squares and Alleys. And I don't have much to say about that one, quite honestly. I don't know, like, I haven't really researched that one, but I feel like it's a good one. It's a good little cozy night song. And yeah, I don't know. I feel like I haven't been actively listening to new music, which is something I should be doing, something I like to do. But every once in a while, like, it's fine to just not. Like, I feel like we have access to so much music that, like, I don't know. It gets overwhelming sometimes. Like, where do you go when you're looking for new stuff? And it depends on what apps you have, I feel like. I feel like Apple Music kids find their music differently than Spotify kids. And I actually don't know. I feel like those are the two main apps. Like, I guess, like, Pandora. We could talk about Pandora. That was a big thing for me in, like, middle school before I got Spotify. But I don't know. Like, I don't think it's, like, Spotify, Apple Music, maybe Pandora. I know nobody uses Pandora. And then, like, SoundCloud or, like, YouTube. I don't know. Like, this is interesting. How did they get so big? It's, like, Coke and Pepsi. But I don't know. I don't know why I'm doing this. Okay, yeah, it's 11:24 on a Sunday night. We don't need to be doing this. I have a song called Golden Thing, and I'm not going to tell you guys who it's by until we play it, because I feel like you might be surprised. If you know it, you're not going to be surprised, but let me know. I don't know. Here we go. This is Golden Thing.
Thank you. thousand thrills, a thousand chills, smoky eyes, pearly white, I'm hot. It's a golden thing she's got. I sing softly to her in the last daylight, and the chorus of birds in the heights of night. And if we could be heard for whatever it's worth, rulers in the sky, they'd cry. Diamond throne, all on her own, coffee skin, she let me in, I'm shot. It's a golden thing she's got. It's a golden thing, and I shouted the words in the first daylight, and the chorus of birds burst on into sight. Now I know that I'm hurt for whatever it's worth by the rulers in the sky. Deep blue jeans, movie screens, taking flight, flashing lights, I'm shy. It's a golden thing God.
Okay, that was Golden Thing. And if you stayed for that song, I'm going to tell you now, and this might not be that surprising, but it's Cody Simpson, which is weird to me because I forget what else he did, but that's not the type of music that he made before. Pretty Brown Eyes. Anyone else remember that song? Yes, that was good. That was fun. I feel like things were fun when that song... No, things are still fun. But yeah, that was definitely a time period. So it is 11:29, and that means that it's PSA time. And I have the binder next to me, but it's not open yet. And I haven't chosen one, so I'm going to choose one with you guys. Let's see. Okay. This is the first one that I opened up to. And, yeah, I feel like we're going to go with this one. We're feeling impulsive today. So, 91.5 FM, College Radio PSA. Did you know? Question mark. 91.5 FM is a college and community radio, no matter where you are in Eastern Massachusetts. If you're driving northeast from Tufts, check out some underground radio over at WUML in Lowell, broadcasting from UMass Lowell. I wish they gave you the number to tune into. I can look for that. Okay, if you're driving southeast, tune in to hear lots of great programming over at WZLY in Wellesley, broadcasting from Wellesley College. Support community radio by tuning in and engaging with local stations. And remember, if it's 91.5, then it's a good college radio. I'm not making, like, this is what the paper says, guys. And I agree, for the most part. Okay, a message in the public interest from WFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. There's a little teddy bear with a heart, and it says WMFO in it. I really like that one. Okay. That one's better than some of the other ones that I did in the past. I'm glad we did the random choosing. But yeah, I can look up the other radio stations if you are so inclined. I also have to say, I'm going to add on to this PSA. I have a lot of friends who do college radio at different schools than Tufts. So I have a friend at GW. So tune into GW radio. I have a friend at Wesleyan. Tune into Wesleyan radio. And Holy Cross. Yeah, I don't know. tune into college radio. I feel like it's fun. I feel like it's better than the regular radio because I don't want to hear the same song like 5 million times in the same day. And I think most people don't. But yeah. Oh, actually, this segues into another tangent pretty seamlessly, if I do say so myself. But I think... No, it doesn't. It actually doesn't. That's okay. But anyway, I feel like when I make my own playlist, I feel like everyone kind of takes pride in their own playlist. And I just feel like 90% of the time, like, I spend all this time on a playlist, and I like listening to other people's playlists better. Obviously, like, I love my radio set lists, and you guys should too. If you don't, that's okay, though. But yeah, like, I feel like I sometimes, not anymore, really, but, like, in high school, I would, like, lay awake at night and kind of, like, go on Spotify and go in and make these playlists that I was so proud of, and then I would never listen to them. Because I feel like I just don't know what I want to listen to in the moment, and then you kind of just pick a random playlist, and you're less stressed out, and you have to think about it less. Maybe because you don't know what's coming, and it's more of an adventure. I don't know. But yeah, that's kind of my thought on me making my own playlist. I'm kind of getting sick of it. Let me know what you guys think. And, okay, I'm actually... So, we're at 11:30, and I did say I would do a surprise. And I don't know who's listening. And I don't really need anyone to be... Or want anyone to be listening. I don't know. But yeah, if you guys are listening, great. Welcome. I really enjoy listening to other people talk, and I've been listening to a lot of podcasts lately. And I know how some people feel about podcast people, but I think it's okay to be a podcast person. And you guys know I love my little rambles, so I wanted to see what that could look like on the radio, kind of like a little free-form experimental podcast. And if it sucks, which it might, I have a lot of other music in the queue ready to go. But I thought for a couple minutes we're gonna discuss winter. I chose a topic. I want to discuss winter as someone who was born and raised in Massachusetts and kind of the positives and negatives of winter. But yeah, and I do want to preface this by saying that this is the first time I'm trying this, and the first pancake is always the worst, and this is the first pancake, so welcome to the first pancake, and it's not going to be that good, but here we are. Yeah, so I have some positives. Here we are. We have, and winter looks a lot different than it has in years past right now. But I think, like, indoor activities, kind of like a fireplace with, like, a Yule log. Maybe on the TV if you don't have a fireplace. I don't even have one. Or, like, a candle. Like, that type of thing. That's a positive of winter. We got our fuzzy blankets and museums and just indoor activities because being outside is kind of miserable sometimes. We have our outdoor activities like snowshoeing. And, I don't know, winter kind of ruins hiking. But tubing, sledding, and ice skating are also positives. It's also movie season. So, I don't know. I feel like a lot of movies and awards come out. I don't know. Okay, I don't follow the awards at all. Like, I don't know. Like the Grammys, the Oscars, etc. I don't keep up with that. But I know it's, like, a big thing. And I know a lot of movies come out in the winter. And I feel like a lot of people kind of... they don't rely on it, but, like, you know, it's exciting to have something to look forward to. And yeah, I don't know if I like this, but I'm gonna keep going until 11:40. So we have our winter negatives next. I think definitely the cold and the dark. I know some people who enjoy the cold, and I enjoy the cold sometimes too, but I don't know anybody who enjoys it when the sun sets at 4. So I think that's a solid negative. We have higher heat bills. We don't want to get out of bed anymore because it's cold outside. It's cold outside of your bed and it's warm inside of your bed. Versus, like, summer, I don't know. It's warm outside, so you can go lay in the sun. So, like, I don't know, very exciting. I feel like the holidays are definitely more exciting in the winter time because, again, we just need stuff to look forward to. Like, I don't know. I feel like the holidays, I feel like up until December break, everyone's like okay with it being winter. And then after, everyone's just kind of done because, I don't know, Valentine's Day is great. It's not like a family-oriented holiday. St. Patrick's Day is great, not family-oriented as well. And there's no really, like, there's no break around it. There's no, like, food. Maybe there is. I don't know. It's just not the same as kind of, like, that December break time, period. And I feel like that's why, that's kind of what we're in right now. It's, like, March. And it's, like, okay. Like, we kind of did the whole winter thing. Now, like, I'm seeing the flowers come up, but it's still cold. So, I don't know. But, yeah. And then, okay. Another con we have is ice and walking. Ice and walking is kind of sucky when it gets in your shoe and like when it gets in your sock and you're just like your ankles are freezing because you have like wet socks. Not cool. Ice in the roads. I feel like that's even worse than ice and walking because I don't know. It's just like I know so many people who have kind of like crashed or it's just dangerous. Like it's very dangerous. And then we have the dirty car with the silver lining of the car wash, which I always used to pretend was like an octopus eating the car when I was a kid. I haven't gone to a car wash in a while, but I might go and do that, honestly, now. Sounds exciting. But yeah, I don't know. I don't think I like this podcast thing, guys. I don't think I like it. But yeah, okay, concluding thoughts on winter. We have... I don't know. I just feel like winter is like a test. It's like a test and it's like, I don't know. It's kind of just hard sometimes and that's okay. And also it's fun, but I feel like it's definitely a character building time. Like, unless you were like born and raised in, I feel like Canada or Alaska, like maybe that's a generalization. But yeah, I don't know. And there's also, okay, there's the global warming aspect of things. So if you are feeling glum about winter, I think this was the most manageable winter yet, which is cool and horrifying because except that weekend that it was negative 30 degrees. That was not cool. That was not manageable. But I do, I don't know. It's hard to fathom that that's like normal in the West, Midwest. But yeah, okay, thank you guys for joining me for that 10-minute ramble about winter. Let me know what your thoughts on winter are. And yeah, that's my little, I think that's the most free-form thing I've done on the radio. So you guys experienced that. And that is, I don't know, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So here we go. Okay, I know, so it's 11:40 now, and we have 20 more minutes of music. We're going to do a song called The 90s by Luna Shadows. And before I say anything more, thank you again if you stayed for my 10-minute bit. And I do want to say I'm liking this nighttime show more than the morning. I feel like the morning I just can't do, like, I just can't really talk in the morning. And I feel like I'm kind of just talking right now, and I'm not stuttering, which is awesome. Not yet, we'll see. But yeah, this is The 90s by Luna Shadows, and yeah, I don't know, I hope you enjoy. Here we go.
Raise a lot of things I never will
Okay, that was The 90s by Luna Shadows. And I hope you guys liked it. Next up we have this is a fork in the road. This is like those books that I had American Girl doll book that was gifted to me. That was a choose your own adventure book. That's like a very vivid memory. I don't know. They should bring those back. I don't know if they still have those. That was kind of like the Black Mirror movie. I forget what that was called. Like, Bandersnatch? I don't really know. That was weird. I guess it was kind of cool. I guess they were keeping it free form as well. But yeah, okay. I think I want to change the direction of the show and have a drainer moment. I think we're going to listen to Real Spring by Shrillex and Blade. And this is kind of new. I don't know. I was excited when I saw this. And I was excited when I listened to it. And if you don't like this kind of music, that's okay. This is not that aggressive, I feel like. This is pretty... I don't know. Let me know your thoughts. Let's just let it speak for itself. Here we go. This is Real Spring. Okay, we only have 13 minutes left tonight, so we're just going to get right into the next song. This is Spiral Stairs by Yacht Club, and yeah, I don't know. We're going to do a little bit of a mood shift once we get closer to 12, but for now, I feel like everything's pretty chill. We're going to try and keep it that way. But yeah, here we go. This is Spiral Stairs. Those hidden innuendos just waiting to arrive. That was not Spiral Stairs, guys. You might have been lied to. That was Bye Bye Love by The Cars. If you were interested, if you picked that up, that's impressive. But now we're going to listen to Spiral Stairs. So here we go. Okay, that was Spiral Stairs by Yacht Club. If you liked that song, no, that was very short, but if you like that song, Yacht Club has another song called Fly Out West, which is a little more, like a little more juice in the drums. I don't know. If you like that song, check out Fly Out West. If you didn't like that song, still check out Fly Out West, because I don't know, that one's a good one. But yeah, next up we have Inferno by Elio. This is all caps. I don't know if that's an abbreviation or if I should say it, but I'm gonna say it. This is a minute long little, yeah, I don't know. I enjoyed this when I listened to it, and I hope you guys do too. With that, we're just gonna get into it. Here we go.
Message in a bottle, I'm writing a novel. Brains like Aristotle, face like Harry Styles. And if you're invited, you might get ignited. Hot like ultraviolet, I just gotta light it. Watch it up and right in front of your face, like no way. Spelling my name when you get to the gates, like
okay, that was Inferno. That's very quick, but I think it's a little bit of an energy booster, and I don't love the lyricism in that song, but I feel like it's a fun beat, and that's all you need sometimes. But next up we have Me, Myself, and I by De La Soul, and yeah, we're just gonna let this one go. Here we go.
Hey, yeah. mirror on the wall. Tell me, mirror, what is wrong? Can it be my daylight clothes or is it just my daylight song? What I do ain't make believe. People say I sit and try, but when it comes to being daylight, it's just me, myself, and I. Just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. I speak the plug too tight. Please, oh please, let plug to be himself, not what you read or write. Right is wrong when hype is written on the soul, they lie that. Style is truly our own thing, not the false disguise of showbiz. They lie solely from the soul, and in fact I can't deny. Strictly from the Dan called Stucky, and from me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. They diss my person by stating I'm darkly packed. I know this, so I point at Q-Tip and he states,
black is black.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, shovel chestnuts in my path. Just keep on up with the nuts so I don't get an aftermath. But if I do, I'll calmly punch them in the fourth day of July. Cause they try to mess with third degree, that's me, myself, and I. Me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I.
Okay, that was Me, Myself, and I by De La Soul. That was very fun. I actually hadn't listened to that song through, but I like it. I feel like it's I don't know. I'm gonna put that one in the rotation. But yeah, next up we have our last song. This is A Lovely Day by Bill Withers to kind of bring us into the new day, technically, with the 12 to the 1201, you know. Before I go, I want to say again thank you to Joe. This is Joe's show, and I don't know if he, I don't know, yeah. But next week I'm sure he'll be back. If you liked this show, tune in. My show is Thursdays at 11 a.m. So hope to see you guys then, and good luck with all of your midterms. And I know this is like a hard week for a lot of people, so I feel like everybody hold out till spring break. We'll all be okay. Just good luck with everything. Get a good night's sleep. But yeah, here we go. See you on Thursday. Thank you.
up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. To fade, when someone else instead of me always seems to know the way, then I look at you and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you and I know it's gone. When the day that